Welcome to Revitalize and Replant with Mark Clifton, where we equip pastors to take their churches from declining to thriving by pointing them to a new future and a new hope. Join us weekly for encouragement and practical advice in your pastoring journey.
Welcome to Revitalize and Replant. I am Mark Clifton. Thank you, Dan, for the introduction. I'm here with Mark Halleck.
Hey.
And we are in Mark's church in Inglewood, Colorado. And, oh, man, today we're going to talk about children.
I love this.
I have 9 grandchildren. Isn't that cool?
Do you have 9?
I have 9.
Praise the Lord. What are the ages? Like, ballpark?
18. One of them will turn 18 in December.
Okay, okay.
And then the youngest is like 6.
Wow.
It's so sweet.
Oh, man.
It is so awesome. And we love children. And so we're going to talk today about how a pastor can minister to children in a worship service. Now, listen.
I love
that. You may think, well, I don't need this. Hey, we all need this.
Yes.
You need this podcast.
That's right.
And maybe your pastor needs this podcast.
Yep.
Maybe you're a layperson or a deacon or whatever. You're listening to it.
Yep.
Send this to your pastor. If you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, send this one to your pastor, because we're going to talk about 7 things you can do as a pastor to minister kids in your worship service. And I'm not talking about having a children's message. I'm not a big fan of children's messages.
Did you grow up with children's messages?
No, I didn't. That's probably why I'm not a fan of them.
Yeah.
You know, also, I've seen them kind of degenerate sometime into silliness and not really focused on God and on... You know, I will say this, though. This is our podcast. We can say whatever we want, right? So I have a friend of mine. I'm not going to give you his name, but if he hears this podcast, he'll know who he is. He was doing a children's message one time, and he was talking about how we try to cover up and hide our sin. And so he brought a can of air spray, right? So all the little kids are sitting up there in the circle. And basically, sometimes when you do the children's message, people are just sort of waiting for a kid to do something funny.
Yeah.
And again, that kind of just disrupts the whole, the whole worship service. It's not really what we're there for. So, you know, he took the can and he sprayed it, and he's going to talk about how we try to cover up our sin. He said, "You know what this is?" And this one little boy said, "Yeah, that's what my mama uses after she goes to the bathroom."
Oh, no way. So,
of course, mommy was there,
sure,
right?
Sure, of course.
Everybody how do you come back from that and preach a sermon, right?
Hey, can I do this real quick? Let me just throw out 3 reasons why this matters.
Okay, go for it.
Just really quick. One, because children are creating the image of God, and they have great value, and they matter in your church. And sometimes I think a lot of pastors sadly relegate and say, "Hey, listen, that's why you have a children's ministry director." And I would say to the pastor, "No, no, pastor, you're accountable to the Lord, according to Hebrews 13:17, for every soul under your care, from the nursery to the nursing home."
Okay, let's talk about these 3 things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We may not have time to go more
than
those.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's kind of do a, we'll call an audible right here on this live podcast.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the 3 things you just talked about. And then we'll talk maybe in the next podcast about the 7.
Okay.
So number one.
Well, here, that was just one. That was just one.
Well, go for it. What is
one? Well, here's what I would just say, is kids matter. Kids matter. Kids are, they have great value theologically. They're made in the image of God. They've been entrusted to the care of the church. And as churches, and as pastors specifically, we are responsible to shepherd these little lambs, these little sheep. We're called to shepherd their parents. We're also called to shepherd, obviously, them as well. And what I've just seen is a lot of times there's this divide between pastors, and I think there's different reasons for this. Sometimes pastors just, they don't know what to do with little kids, you know? They just don't know. They for whatever reason, they're not very comfortable around little kids. I would say, listen, kids can pick up, man, whether you love them or not. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, they
and
can.
They can. They know. They can tell. They can tell if my pastor loves me.
Yep.
You know, and here's how you know. If little kids want to give you hugs on Sunday, you're probably giving off a vibe that, man, you love them like Jesus loves you. And if kids steer clear from you, it's just the opposite.
Oh, man.
And you don't want to be that. You don't want to be that guy. You just don't want to be that guy.
That is so true.
You know? A second thing is this, though. In worship in particular, we are raising the next generation of believers. And it's, and you and I both share this conviction of they need to experience intergenerational worship. They need to understand they are as much part of the body and corporate worship as mommy and daddy are, right?
Right.
It concerns me when we see church models where kids literally can grow up an entire, all their children years, children's ministry years, middle school, high school, and never be in corporate worship with the rest of the body. And so that's huge. And then the third thing I just was going to say is this. Every young family, if you're in a dying church, one of the biggest challenges is we've got to reach young families. We have to do that. Well, what I can tell you is how you, Pastor, love and care for and treat kiddos when they walk through that door is going to speak volumes to those parents. It's going to speak volumes to those parents.
So you just wrote a book.
Yeah, we just wrote a book. I wrote a book with my good buddy, Frank Trimble, and we talk about a lot of this stuff.
And the name of the book?
It's called Every Kid Matters. Every Kid Matters. And the subtitle has to do with how do we shepherd the next generation? And it's specifically, I think it applies to all size churches, but it specifically targets smaller to normative size churches where you don't have a lot of big kids programs.
Right.
You know, you can't pull off a lot of the stuff that the big church down the street does. And I would say that's just fine. In fact, there are incredible strengths to being a smaller church. But as a pastor in particular, and I would say church leaders across the board, you have to have a vision and a passion for kids in your church. And that's kind of bringing us back to what we're talking about.
Yeah, it is.
In terms of children, the place that they have in the church. But,
right.
But I do think it's something. I mean, listen, I mean, how often have you heard, or like even in seminary, you're not getting much on how to pastor children.
No, you're not. And as I'm sitting here thinking about it, some of the pastors that do the best at what we would call church growth,
yeah,
are pastors who love kids and kids love them.
Mm, yeah.
In fact, one of the Chris Williams is a pastor of Fellowship of Greenwood in Missouri. That church has grown to, I mean, God's done an amazing thing. Over 1,000 people from you know, it was a replant.
Mm.
It was just a handful.
Yeah.
Chris was a children's pastor before he became the senior pastor.
Wow.
And that love of kids is evident in everything he does.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my grandsons was converted at his church, and I got to baptize him. And yeah, Chris just loves kids. Mm. And I just now thought about that. You know, my grandkids love Chris.
Yeah.
He's a senior pastor, and they just love to be around him.
Yeah.
And again, man, if kids don't like hanging around with you, they liked hanging around Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
They wanted to come
him. That's right. And Jesus loved hanging around
him. And so, yeah, that's a really good point.
Well, when you keep kids at the forefront of your mind, let me just say this.
Yeah.
It will affect how you see everything in your church, how you do evangelism ministry, how you do discipleship ministry, worship ministry. Our next 5 to 10 years, what do we want to see happen? If you don't love kids and you're not thinking about kids and their role in all that, you are way too short-sighted.
Okay.
In your
well, listen, we're going to do this podcast on the seven ways to deal with kids in worship next week.
Okay.
So if you tuned in for this week,
okay.
Hey, hang on. 48 hours from now, it'll come because I got something else I want to.
I love it.
I want to talk about.
I love
here. I do believe that. I was yesterday. I was in a church building that's getting ready to be replanted. They're getting ready to be adopted by another church. They've been adopted. It just hasn't happened yet. And as I was in that building, it was two stories of education space. And the lower story was all preschool, built in the 1980s. So it's relatively new buildings.
Okay.
There was a room for bed babies, toddlers and creepers, 2-year-olds, and then 3-year-olds, and then 4 and 5-year-olds. And each of these rooms had restrooms in them, and they all had equipment in them. But they hadn't been used in years. Mm. Not a single child had been in these rooms in years, and it looked like it.
Mm.
And then I went up to the second floor, and you had first grade, every room was different. First grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade.
So at some point, there were kids everywhere.
But not a single child had been in those rooms.
Mm.
Completely vacant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm thinking, at what point does it become okay, so to speak, mm-hmm. for us to go to church every Sunday morning and the entire children's building is vacant?
Mm.
That is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are in Sun City, Arizona, surrounded by 10,000 senior adults. But you're not. You're in a neighborhood full of kids, all right? And I think we just have to, our heart has to be broken over that. And I've said before, move your prayer meeting from the worship center to the preschool room where kids used to meet and have your prayer meeting in there and ask God to break you and give you the passion to see children come back again.
Amen.
And we could do all episode on what you could do to connect and reach children. But man, just at least don't accept it as normal.
No, I know. That's where it begins.
Yeah.
That's where it begins. It's not being okay with it.
Okay. And then let me tell you this other, the reason children matter so much. Every child matters who comes into your church. Every child matters who comes into your church. So here we have this. We have a small church in Linwood of 40, 50 people at this time. And thanks be to God, we got a young man who's come to know Jesus, and he's sharing Christ with people like crazy. And so he brings this kid who's got some major problems in his life, and we're sharing Jesus with him. And pretty soon the kid brings a girlfriend who's got major problems in her life, and she brings a son with her, and her son is autistic, and he's hard to control. Mm. So here we are in our worship center, and her son is really out of control. He's making a lot of noise, and he's running around, and I can tell she's very embarrassed. Obviously, this mother is, and the boyfriend is, and everything. Wonderfully, our people don't make any issue out of it all. Mm. But my wife has some experience with some autistic children, and she so graciously went and got this boy and took him to our children's area. He was about 4 years old, and was able to just, because she understood him and he understood her, she was able to love on him and to care for him and to communicate to him. And he understood that when he came to church, this was a place where he was accepted and loved, and it was a safe place. And it was wonderful to see that happen.
I love that.
Well, this boy and his mother lived in the inner city part of Kansas City. And anyway, through the way things are, you know, the boyfriend and her broke up, and we lost track with all of them and couldn't find them anymore. And that was a year or more ago. And then we're watching the news last week in Kansas City, and there was a little boy who fell out of a 17-story window in his apartment to his death. Well, that's tragic and awful and terrible. I go to church that next morning, and our pastor, Howie, says, that was Grayson.
Oh.
And of course, my wife and I are there. My wife's just crushed.
Oh,
this
word.
Beautiful little boy.
Yeah.
And even yet, as we do this podcast, the authorities don't know how that happened, if it was foul play or if he just fell. We do know that when Grayson was with us in our church, he was loved and cared for.
Yeah.
He wasn't ignored. Yeah. We didn't push him to the side. We didn't just put him in a corner someplace and try to keep him quiet. We loved him. You never know that four-year-old kid with autism who comes to your church, that three-year-old special needs kid, that teenager who comes and they're all, you know, act like they'd rather be doing a root canal than be in your church. You don't know what's going to happen to them next week.
Yeah.
Every child matters.
Amen.
And that we're just a little old rural country church. Who would have thought we would ever encounter that? But God brought that young boy to us, and I'm convinced he discovered something about God in his own way that he could in his mentality, in the way that we loved on him and cared for him. And you just never know.
Oh my
gosh. Guys and ladies, love every child in your church.
Yeah.
Because every child matters.
Amen.
And then join us next week. We're going to talk about 7 ways you can do that in worship service.
Yeah,
all right?
We'll get real practical next
week. All right, guys. Check us out at churchreplanters.com, and please subscribe to this podcast.
Thanks for joining us today on Revitalize and Replant. This podcast is brought to you by the North American Mission Board, where we help dying or struggling churches regain health for the glory of God and the good of their communities. If you found this conversation helpful, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. To learn more about becoming a replanting pastor or to explore resources about revitalization for your own church, visit churchreplanters.com.